and on the horizon, an actual event with people outside. It's the Everett Garden Arts Festival this coming weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's called Sorticulture. And among the special guests on hand this Saturday at 1 o'clock, none other than the Lord of the Lobelia, the Prince of the Primrose, the Baron of Bamboo, Mr. Cisco Morris. Hey, Cisco.
Hey, how you doing, Tim? Nice to talk to you.
Well, I'm excited because we have Sorticulture coming up this weekend in Everett. And for those who maybe just moved to the area, some folks down at the Naval Station Everett or whatever, and don't know what Sorticulture is, can you kind of explain what happens?
Oh, yeah. And I got to tell you, it's one of my all-time favorite shows. I love this show. It's a combination garden art and plant show. So what they have is they have just a ton of great garden artists. They have to make everything by hand, and you know, so there's no mass produced art there or anything, so it's all unusual, different kind of art. There are so many irresistible plants and spectacular art that my wife tries to hide my credit card right before I go, you know.
That's funny. Well, the event is 3 days long. You're going to be speaking smack dab in the middle of it Saturday at 1 o'clock. What are you going to be talking about, Cisco?
I'm going to give a really fun talk, and it's going to be filled with garden tips, a lot of Q&A with the audience, and Sunnyside Nursery is going to let me give away some of their really cool plants. So,
well, since I've got you on the air this morning, I want to ask you a couple of quick questions.
Sure.
What is the one question that people have asked you the most over the years?
Often I get asked how I stay so good looking as I age, but that's from eating Brussels sprouts. But that's another question. But I think over the years, probably the question I've had the most is, when can I prune and how far can I prune my rhododendron? So I get that question a lot.
Okay, and I got one more question for you, Cisco. When they make the movie, The Cisco Morris Story, which actor would you like to have portray you in the movie?
Oh, let me think. I think it would be, who's the guy that was in Cool Hand Luke?
That was Paul Newman, but he's no longer with us.
I know, but I'd still want him to do it.
Okay, we'll see what we can do.
He's my hero. I always loved him, so he'd be my top choice.
Well, there you go, Cisco Morris. Watch for him this Saturday at Sorticulture. It's in downtown Everett. He'll be there at 1 o'clock. Just look for the guy that looks like Paul Newman.
Oh, thanks so much. This was really fun. Well, all right, don't forget, get out there and garden.
Absolutely, promise, Cisco. Also, I should toss in this word, free. Yeah, it's all free. This weekend, if you'd like to read more about Sorticulture, go to EverettPost.com. They have a nice write-up there awaiting you.
And now it's time for Tim Hunter's breaking news.
Yeah, we had Cisco Morris on last hour talking about his appearance this Saturday at Sorticulture in downtown Everett. And while we had him on the phone, we asked him this simple question. Cisco, what is broken around your home that never seems to get fixed?
Oh, geez. Well, my wife and I are the biggest dog lovers there's ever been. And so we go to puppy rescues, get our dogs. And we have two right now. My wife and I actually don't measure our marriage by years. We do it by dogs we've had. These are our six dogs. And so we have two right now, and Izzy is three, and Leo is two. And Izzy had a little angst in her. She looks like a big black golden retriever. She's really beautiful. But she gets nervous, and if we say we're going for a walk, she bites a hole in the side of the wall in the house. Fortunately, we have the nicest house sitter. When we travel, we always have someone come stay in our home and take care of our puppies. And she repaired every one of the six bites out of the wall that we had. But she didn't repair the couch. Both couches, the couch and the love seat, that they totally ate. God. Yeah, it's kind of embarrassing when people come in and our couch is all chewed up, you know, but I'm not replacing those couches till those guys are old enough that I know they're never going to do that again. So,
well, it's a conversation piece.
Yeah.
Join us again next time, unless you can avoid it, for another edition of Tim Hunter's Breaking News. We'll see you around.
He really is a genuine hoot.
It's great songs and morning fun with Tim Hunter on KRKO.